From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The outer bands of Hurricane Gustav are expected to reach Louisiana and other parts of the Gulf Coast this evening. The storm has expanded in size, and forecasters say it will have a powerful impact even if it does not intensify further. NPR's John Hamilton has the latest from the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Gustav remains a Category 3 storm with winds of 115 miles an hour. It's been traveling over very warm water, which usually makes hurricanes
security, but they should stay in place and try to ride the storm out.
Tyndall said three critically ill nursing home patients died during the evacuation. Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator David Paulison says he believes FEMA and state and local governments are ready.
I can't stop the damage from happening. We can't stop the storm from coming in. What we can do is be ready as possible, making sure we're ready. The state.
Hundreds of thousands of people living along the Gulf Coast have moved inland today, nearly 2 million from Louisiana alone. Less than 10,000 people are said to be left in New Orleans. Aaron Broussard, the top official in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, the area on the outskirts of New Orleans, is urging any stragglers not to try to ride out the storm.
I need you to have the courage to disconnect yourself from your material things. Disconnect yourself from the mindset that somehow you staying will allow you to better protect.
As it bears down on the Gulf Coast, Ed Rappaport is a forecaster with the National Hurricane Center. He says Gustav will slow down as it approaches land.
This will increase the chance for difficulties with rainfall and flooding over the next several days.
Rappaport says Gustav remains a Category 3 storm with winds of 120 miles an hour, powerful enough to cause major damage. The storm is expected to make landfall in Louisiana today. David Martin Davies of Texas Public Radio has that story.
Many of these people are veterans of past hurricanes, and they're welcoming new technology to the Exodus, an ID bracelet system. Each evacuee is entered into a computer database. Arlene Williamson said during the 2005 Hurricane Rita evacuation, she lost track of her children.
We didn't find each other till we actually got back. We all got back home.
Williamson said the experience was terrifying, and she's thankful for the new technology. For NPR News.
About 2 weeks.
I know that I'm going to be working in a shelter, and that's about all I really know. So obviously I'm a little bit nervous, but I can't really be as nervous as the people that are down there. Can't imagine what they're going through, so.
The Red Cross says it's told state chapters they may need to hold one-day crash courses for new volunteers in case the storm causes damage on the scale of Hurricane Katrina. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Mullen in Boston.
National Guard troops are helping patrol the nearly deserted.
Said have made it tougher for working class cities like Toledo. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the Obama campaign in Toledo.
This is NPR News from Washington. The Republican National Convention is set to begin tomorrow in St. Paul, Minnesota, but the opening session has been drastically revised to include only essential activities. GOP presidential candidate John McCain says it is not a time for politics or hoopla while the Gulf Coast copes with Hurricane Gustav. President Bush and Vice President Cheney had
operations center in Pearl, Mississippi, where state officials are bracing for the storm's arrival. The Arizona senator says while Gustav's path is still uncertain, he's planning to shift the tone of the GOP convention from a party celebration to a call for action.
Action in the form of volunteering and donations and the reaching out, our hands and our hearts and our wallets to the people who are under such.
His commitment to a relationship with Europe has been placed in doubt by, among other things, Moscow's failure to adhere to a peace plan Sarkozy himself brokered. Though French officials have been dampening any expectation the bloc would impose sanctions on Russia at this point, Andrew Strohlein from the International Crisis Group says it's important that there be some impact on the EU-Russia partnership talks.
It's met briefly today. Venezuela has rejected a request by the United States to resume cooperation in combating the drug trade. Venezuela's government says the U.S. should focus instead on reducing demand for drugs and dismissed as useless moves to resume talks on anti-drug efforts. Venezuelan officials insist they've made progress in fighting drug trafficking, despite a fourfold increase in the amount of cocaine passing through that country from Colombia. Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez halted his country's cooperation with the U.S. 3 years ago. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。